Number 3. Art.
In our last lecture, we talked about the period of art called Impressionism. Remember that Impressionism was a very exciting time in the history of art. Impressionism lasted from about 1860 until 1880. The period of time that followed Impressionism is also very important. This period is called Post-Impressionism. The period of Post-Impressionism lasted from the late 19th century until the early part of the 20th century, that is, from about 1880 until 1900. The artists of the time of Post-Impressionism used the previous form of Impressionism as their basis. As you probably remember from our lecture on Impressionism, it was common to apply paint thickly. Painters also painted real subject matter, like people or scenery. Although the Post-Impressionists continued to paint thickly and paint real subjects, they went beyond this style. For example, Post-Impressionist artists tried to show more emotion in their works. The artists would show extra emotion and expression in the faces of their subjects. They tried to show if a person looked sad, happy, angry, frustrated. Well, you get the idea. More emotion. You may have heard of one of the groups that started the Post-Impressionist style. There was a group of artists who called themselves the Nabis. The word Nabi is from the Hebrew language. Nabi means prophet. So, their name would translate to the prophets. This small group of artists lived in Paris, France. They were a rebellious group of artists. They often met to discuss and create new styles and designs. The Nabis received a lot of attention since their style was so different. The fact that they painted and created differently than previous artists made the Nabis a famous group. They helped define the Post-Impressionist art style. The Nabis were recognized for making different kinds of art. In addition to painting, the Nabis did printmaking. Printmaking is like what we see in posters today. Printmaking became very popular because posters could be reproduced quickly and cheaply. The Nabis were also interested in illustrating books and working with textiles and furniture. Actually, this leads me to the main point of today's lecture, the goal of Post-Impressionist art. One of the goals of the Post-Impressionists was to integrate art with daily life. In this way, artists of this time did more than paint. They used other means of creating art. For example, the artists would not only use brushes to create a work of art, they would also use elements of daily life such as glass or iron. The use of these materials gave their works a new look and also made them relevant to a far wider audience. The art of this time also went beyond simple viewing. Artists again integrated their work with daily life by making jewelry. In this sense, art could be worn by people. The artists also incorporated their work in architecture. The post-impressionistic designs were used when creating or designing buildings. The designs were also used when making furniture or other household objects. Again, they wanted to be more inclusive and appeal to a wider audience.
1. What aspect of art does the professor mainly discuss? Two. Which of the following can be inferred about artworks produced by the Nabis? Three. What reason is given for the Nabis using many different art forms instead of just paint? Four. Are these statements true about post-impressionistic art? Choose yes or no. Five. What does the professor imply when he says this?
The use of these materials gave their works a new look and also made them relevant to a far wider audience.
Six. The professor describes different aspects of post-impressionism. Summarize the lecture by putting the statements in the correct order.